My flight was delayed. I'm at O'Hare Airport, the airport that departs three planes every second. Or is it one plane every 3 seconds? Oh, shit, I don't remember. I have to wait at least 3 hours for my next flight. Hey, if so many planes take off here, then why can't I get on one of them? Oh, well, so I decided to waste my time in one of the airport cocktail bars by gate L4.
I'm so exasperated. I hate to wait, and all I have is a good book to keep me company. It really isn't that bad here in the cocktail bar by gate L4. The chairs aren't that uncomfortable, even though they're a pretty ugly shade of green that doesn't match anything in the room. It really isn't that bad going to a foreign city.
You know, there's a blonde girl, dressed well with a bad perm, across the bar, and she's smoking a cigarette. I know I don't smoke, but I'm almost tempted to ask her for one. I'd like to taste the tar, the nicotine. It's neurotic, but sometimes I need these crutches to keep me sane.
They're playing a song in the cocktail bar, a song that reminds me of an ex. I wanted to marry that man. He had a knack of being able to envelop me, to take my troubles away. I don't know if I can take away my troubles myself anymore. I don't know if the liquor's helping or the cigarettes in the room. Your photo helps, my little bookmark and the only thing that keeps me company right now. Sitting in this L4 cocktail bar reminds me of my brother. When I was young, he'd always pick us up at the airport, but if he wasn't waiting at the gate, we knew to look for him at the seafood cocktail bar. A part of me expects him to come in now through these doorways, flannel shirt, ski jacket, windblown greasy hair, Coke bottle glasses. You know, when I'd look at his eyes through those glasses, his eyes looked twice as big as they actually were. But now he has more to worry about than his little sister. So I'll sit here at this airport cocktail bar, remembering the days when I'd sit with him in a place like this, and I was too young to drink. I took your picture out of my wallet, the wallet that has so many pictures of men who have come and gone in my life, men who have hurt me, men who have gone through like dishwashing liquid, or like something I use all the time and replace all the time and don't think twice about. I'll just sit here in this airport, trying to care just the right amount, looking at your photo and wondering if I've done this before.